Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. Time now for Why It Matters, and we're putting a spotlight on jobs. We saw Singapore's labour market recovering in May, according to figures released recently from the Ministry of Manpower. The resident unemployment rate, which covers Singapore citizens and permanent residents, fell for the seventh consecutive month, declining 3.8% from 3.9% in the preceding month. Meanwhile, unemployment among Singapore citizens also dropped to 4% from 4.1% previously. So about 88,600 residents were unemployed in May, including 79,000 citizens. Now that's down from 92,100 unemployed residents, including 82,800 citizens in April. So with things looking up for the employment front here in Singapore, and if you're a job seeker, which industries should you keep a lookout for when it comes to job hunting or job openings? And which sectors, you know, a couple of them are recovering from the pandemic. What does that mean for salary trends as we are in the second half of 2021, moving into next year? What can we expect? On the line with us this morning is Mike Wiltshire, Managing Director, RGF Singapore. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very good, sir. Hope you're having a great Thursday. What a good time to talk about salary. Could you tell us a little bit about a report that you guys released recently? I believe it's the RGF International Recruitment Salary Watch 2021 Singapore.
That's right. Yeah. Look, at RGF, we conduct an annual survey of candidates in Singapore market. This year's survey, conducted from April 2020 to April 2021, surveyed over 20,000 candidates across a range of industry sectors and all levels of seniority. From that survey, we then collate the data to provide analysis of salary trends that we hope can inform companies what sort of challenges they might face and provide insights to help them support their recruitment strategies for the coming year ahead.
Mm. And what were some of the key findings then?
Yeah, overall, it was a positive outlook, I think. We've seen a continued recovery. In particular, the technology, healthcare and life sciences were leading that recovery.
Okay.
But also the banking and financial services, that's always a real stalwart of the Singapore economy, and that's continued to maintain that strength.
Mm. You're talking about technology picking up in terms of hiring. This does mean that we are at the point, because for a couple of years now, one of the concerns has been a lack of talent in technology. So this does indicate that there's some kind of, it's starting to match up to the demand.
Yeah, I think there's a few factors at play. You're right, there is traditionally a skills shortage here in Singapore. The government has tried to tackle that. Obviously, certain industry sectors, you rely on the globally mobile workforce, and the tech industry is certainly one of those. Singapore has certainly always had a specialised tech visa to help attract the high-level talent in that sector from overseas. Mm-hmm. But I think, obviously, that's faced challenges with the current situation due to the pandemic. So it has put a bit of a squeeze, I think, in that sector. And we do expect to see quite high salary rises as a result of that, because there's increased demand, a limited supply, which is always going to put pressure on salaries, I think.
Right. Let's talk about how some job roles have changed, and was that reflected in this year's report?
In terms of change, yes, certainly there's been a focus, I think, towards e-commerce side of things, credit payments, and obviously technology too in our current lives. But, you know, if you look at where the pandemic has really impacted ways, so I think, you know, we've seen a big rise in tech-related roles around the e-commerce, and also cybersecurity. You know, that's become an increasingly important area for a lot of companies to focus on as well.
Okay, so cybersecurity has been on the rise for years. Obviously, the pandemic is a bit of a catalyst there. You talked about technology with the e-commerce sector, and obviously that's a big change, and we see a lot more of that. Businesses that have pivoted and tried to digitalize and get into these areas. I mean, the report, I also found that functions like digitalization, research and development, they're all leading this with the expected average salary increments of 15%. So that makes them one of the highest earners in that sense.
Yes, that's right, yeah. And I think that the Singapore government has been long trying to push and drive that high-tech economy for Singapore. And I think the fact that the biotech industry, product development and high-tech manufacturing are all creating that high demand for candidates in that space who are able to meet the needs of the changing needs in that sector.
And plus the fact that we've got a Smart Nation initiative. That all adds to it. What about other sectors, though? I mean, if we're going to talk about salary increments, what's it looking like in other sectors?
Yeah, well, another strong sector of the healthcare and life sciences. I think it's obvious to see that would have been another beneficiary of the recent push for within the COVID situation. I think we've seen a big rise in the demand for biotech research and development. We've seen a number of major companies moving their headquarters here to Singapore, and Singapore has done a really good job, I think, becoming a real regional hub for the healthcare and life sciences sector.
Yeah, definitely. Quite a huge sector coming up there. I am curious, Mike, and this is more of like asking for advice. You've got the push for the past 2 years, especially the past 2 years, the government telling you, go upgrade yourself, go take on courses. So if, let's say now I've done all of that and I'm more in tune with the whole digital nation. Yep. What then do I do when it comes to, you know, looking for hot jobs, do you have a baseline of an average salary expectation that I can look at?
It's a difficult to come up with an average salary because there's such a wide range of both job titles and seniority there.
Sure.
So I think that would be difficult. I think if we look at, you know, where are the really sort of growth areas, it is in that cybersecurity area, and we're looking there at people who have not only the technical knowledge but also the commercial knowledge. You know, we look for candidates with strong commercial experience. So experience outside from not just from a technology perspective, but, you know, experience of how business works is a beneficiary there. So you know, you can draw on your additional skills that you might have had if you've been trying to change career.
So you're going to have a perspective of more than just the technical side of things.
That's right, yeah.
Very interesting, Mike. When we talk about these industries, you know, medtech or cybersecurity especially, if we were to look ahead beyond 2021, what are your thoughts on these job roles right now that are hot jobs? Do you expect them to evolve much moving forward?
I think it's a constantly changing market at the moment. So, yes, definitely. I think, you know, we're on an exponential curve in terms of our data consumption in pretty much every aspect of our lives. If you look at manufacturing, that's looking to automate, to increase productivity and efficiency. If you look at AI and data science, you know, big data analysis is a huge area that I think is just going to continue to get stronger. Mm-hmm. And I think also the healthcare and life sciences sector, that's also a really strong bet. So I think what we're seeing now is definitely a trend that we would expect to continue on over the next few years. I think that the hot areas now are going to remain hot for a while. And, you know, and I think it's good to see Singapore putting itself in the center of these industry sectors.
I know we didn't exactly touch on the negative, but did you spot anything negative out of the report? Maybe in the sense that jobs that are really just becoming redundant now.
Not so much redundant. I think there's definitely been challenging areas. You know, I think manufacturing has been very patchy. As I said, we've got the Industry 4.0 and high-tech manufacturing. That's standing up quite well because that's very technology driven.
Right.
But I think the more traditional manufacturing, that's been tough. Obviously, you've got F&B, consumer and retail. They've all had a tough year.
Yeah.
But even in there, some spaces are booming. You know, so if you look at consumer and retail, the e-commerce sector is just off the scale. So I think it's trying to look at what is going to be the industry that's on the move and try and pivot yourself to get a role in that area.
We've been speaking with Mike Wiltshire, Managing Director, RGF Singapore. Mike, thank you so much for your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
No problem. Thanks very much, guys.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.